Hey, it's Jim McGovern. How are you?
Hey, Jim McGovern. It's Monty.
Hey, Monty. Is this the right time to call?
Yes,
or am I too early? Or?
No, perfect. Yeah. I can't believe that you are 20 seconds early, Congressman. Usually working with politicians and rock stars, I expect you guys to be late.
I wanted to be on time.
I'm recording you, but you knew that because the NSA is recording everything, so it doesn't really matter. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Congressman Jim McGovern from the 2nd Congressional District, Massachusetts, in the United States House of Representatives. Our newish legislator here in the Valley and working on some interesting issues that are near and dear to my heart and near and dear to a local agriculture, a lot of people's hearts.
Right.
You and Phil Korman and a lot of other farmers from our area met recently to talk about these new FDA regulations that, if I understand correctly, the FDA sort of proposed, but the Congress voted on, and now are causing all sorts of problems, especially with the smaller farmers, the ones that we deal with out in our area.
We had a listening session with the FDA and local farmers and other concerned citizens because the rules are in formation. They're not set in stone yet. There are some concerns about the initial recommendations by the FDA. And I think it was important for the FDA to hear firsthand from small and medium-sized farmers about what they fear most. You know, the farmers in Pioneer Valley don't need to be lectured to on the importance of food safety. They all understand the importance of food safety. If they sell a product that, you know, is not safe and somebody gets sick, they'll go out of business. And so they've already initiated a number of checks and balances to make sure that the food that they distribute or they sell is clean and safe. So what we don't want to have happen, you know, is for the FDA to focus disproportionately on small and medium-sized farms, where we think that the problem with regard to food safety is with the bigger farms, given the fact that there's limited resources to implement any kind of Food Safety Modernization Act. You ought to go after where we, I think, instinctually know the problem is. Food safety is an important issue. You know, people do get sick from bad food. I mean, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, says 1 in 6 people suffer from foodborne illnesses. Some people even die. We ought to do what we need to do to prevent it, but we ought not to go after people who are taking food safety seriously and overburden them with more paperwork and more requirements that may put them out of business.
The first time I met you, Congressman Jim McGovern, it was right after Diamond Farm, a local farm here, was forced, because of some regulations, to stop selling their eggs on the scale that they were selling them before. There's still a select couple number of places where you can get their eggs. You were really receptive to that concept when I was talking to you about it personally. And now the FDA, they are, by law, will have to listen to every response that is given to them. So even we who are not farmers could write to the FDA with our opinions, and they will have to take those into account. Is that what I'm trying to understand?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think even the FDA urged, and I would urge as well, is that everybody who has a concern or a comment weigh in.
That's sort of the unique role that CISA's had, because we connect so closely with our farmers, but then we're also all the time trying to give all the nuances to all of our community. You know, we do have everything in lay language up on our website for people to learn more about. If you buy local food in any venue, whether it's a restaurant, a supermarket, a farm share, farmer's market, this needs to concern you, because if you don't lend your voice to this choir, it may change how and when you can get your food and what kind of food and who sells it and grows it for you.
The Pioneer Valley is indeed very lucky to have CISA, because, you know, I think you are watching out for the small and medium-sized farms, and, you know, you understand the importance of these farms to our economy, and you know, we want them to expand and grow and, you know, not to shrink and decrease. So, you know, the one-size-fits-all rules will put New England farmers out of business. We can't have these rules that make sense for, you know, these big mega farms and think that somehow they make sense for small farms. They just don't.
There's a big difference between Purdue and Diamond Farm.
I think what's happening in the Pioneer Valley, you know, is really, for me, inspiring. There's a real value put on locally grown produce and locally grown foods. I mean, restaurants go to their way to feature the fact that they buy local, and it's kind of a renaissance going on with regard to agriculture, which I want to make sure that the federal government doesn't stifle in any way, shape, or form. I believe in a 50-farm state policy, and I believe that agriculture is an important part of Massachusetts' economy, and it can be even a bigger part. I want it to grow. One of the frustrated farmers at the meeting we had kind of reminded me and the FDA that, you know, we ought to go out and get a real job and maybe work on a farm. I've never, you know, worked on a farm. I mean, but one of the reasons why I wanted to do that listening meeting is I want to learn. And I've been to countless farms, and I know how hard people work. I know how hard it is to make it successful. I mean, I've learned that, you know, and I think what we need to do is figure out how we can be helpful and put some wind at the backs of these farmers so that they can be successful. And their being successful means our economy gets stronger, means that we have access to safer and better food. I continue to believe that the more we can buy locally, that's part of the answer to combating some of these food safety issues. So we're going to work together as a team here. And as I said yesterday, at the end of the day, the FDA comes up with stuff that is really awful for some reason, and we'll work together to try to change it. I'm interested in food safety, but I'm not interested in putting farmers out of business that follow the rules, that take food safety issues seriously, and that contribute to our economy.
Coming up, more with Congressman Jim McGovern and Phil Korman from CISA. How do these local hero agricultural issues deal with hunger in our area? How do I deal with hunger in our area? Monty's march with the shopping cart. Will the congressman march with me through his district? Find out coming up. Speaking with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero folks, and co-conspirator with George Clooney on getting arrested and things of that nature, Congressman Jim McGovern. Another big issue that I think people are concerned about is the Farm Bill and what the Farm Bill means to our farmers and what the Farm Bill means to people who need more access to the most nutritious food. Can you talk a little bit about some of the problems inherent with the Farm Bill, Congressman?
One of the problems with the Farm Bill is that we can't seem to get consensus in the House of Representatives on
anything,
on passing something.
Oh.
As you know, Republicans separated the nutrition title out of the House Farm Bill and sent the Farm Bill portion to the Senate, which I think has some problems in it, especially some of the subsidies. And if you're sushi rice, you hit the jackpot.
How is that?
Yeah, sushi rice farmers do very, very well in that bill in terms of subsidization. There's no real reform of crop insurance.
That's what the Farm Bill was designed to do, right? To kind of bail out the local farmers in case of emergency like this,
right.
not to be a giveaway to these giant factory farms.
Right. They tell you that they end direct payments, but they find other ways around it. What is particularly problematic right now is they took the nutrition title out, and it was controversial because they tried to cut $20 billion out of the food stamp program, which would have thrown millions of people off the program, and hundreds of thousands of children would have lost their free breakfast and lunch at school. So Eric Cantor is taking responsibility of rewriting the nutrition title, and we're told that when we come back, we're going to do a nutrition title that doesn't cut food stamps by $20 billion, but instead by $40 billion. They're hoping that that will satisfy the right wing, and they'll be able to get that over to the Senate. To me, that is disastrous. It's disastrous for poor people, and it also hurts farmers. I mean, you know, food stamps, SNAP, you can buy only one thing with it. That's food. You know, who grows food? Farmers grow food. It's all messed up. We'll see whether we can put it back together. But in the House of Representatives, there is some ideological debates going on that make it very difficult to agree on what to have for lunch, never mind pass a long-term farm bill. Look, farmers deserve a farm bill because they need certainty. They need to know what the hell's going to happen, not just this year, but 5 years down the road.
So, Congressman, is there a way for us to connect these issues of hunger and small family farms? I mean, I know we see this in the Valley, that the farmers that are local are the farmers that donate food to food pantries.
Right.
I mean, it's their neighbors, it's their community. We have farmers who have a mobile market going from Whately down to Springfield. They want everyone to have access to their food.
Right.
So even when we take a look at food stamps, we know that in Massachusetts that there's about $1 billion in food stamps, but only, you know, less than $200,000 of those food stamp dollars goes to farmers markets. So there's a huge potential for really taking these food stamps, increasing the purchasing power of consumers who are low income, and giving them the access to the local food, which is, you know, the best food that's being grown.
No, I think that's a good point. And I've tried to make that point during the debates that we've had on the Farm Bill, you know, try to connect all the dots. You know, we're right now kind of focused when it comes to the Farm Bill on SNAP or food stamps. That's one of the many tools in the anti-hunger toolbox. That in and of itself is not going to end hunger and food insecurity in the United States. Cutting it will make things worse. But what we need to do is we need to connect the dots. And we need to have a discussion at the White House, I think, with a lot of our local farmers, the medical community, our schools, our philanthropists, our food banks, Phil, people like you and CISA. I mean, we all need to put our brains together and figure out kind of a holistic, comprehensive approach to ending hunger, one which helps create ladders of opportunity to help people get out of poverty. And I think if we had that holistic discussion, and I think the American people were clearer on the fact that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a way to help people in the short term, but also help people become more independent in the long term. You know, maybe these discussions on things like SNAP would be less divisive and less polarizing. But, you know, we need White House leadership on this if we're going to have that kind of discussion.
Speaking with Congressman Jim McGovern from the 2nd Congressional District, representing most of Hampshire and Franklin County, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, you have done a great work, Congressman, in regards to trying to fight hunger on all of those different tiers. I do the small part that I can do, which is ridiculously push a shopping cart from Northampton to Greenfield with men in shining armor on horseback and the UMass Minutemen marching band.
I want to do that with you. You just have to schedule a day that we're not in session.
I have contacted your office. Your office says they're going to get back to me. I'm waiting on you, Congressman. I'm throwing down the gauntlet now. I will say you can set the date any day in November that is a weekday.
Okay.
And I will work it around you, and you can come on the march with me, and you don't have to walk the whole 26 miles.
I will do the whole march. I may need an EMT at the end of the march, but I'll do the whole thing.
Push you in the cart.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that. Yeah, congressional cart.
I'll do it.
And then you have to call Elizabeth Warren, and we'll all do it together.
Okay.
Andrew Morehouse from the food bank is already committed to do it, and then a bunch of our listeners commit. They raise their own money independently because they know the work that the food bank does
right on
these issues of hunger. So meanwhile, while Congress is trying to work on these things, we have to do what we can for the people that are hungry every single day of the week.
Every meal.
Congressman Jim McGovern, committed to DuMonty's March, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.